Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to Red Men TV. It's the uncensored match build-up show for Liverpool versus Sheffield United, or I should say Sheffield United versus Liverpool. Today we are proud to be backed by The Athletic, the home of football writing in the UK. We've got some fantastic journalists, as you know. You've got James Pearce, Simon Hughes, but other than that, you've got like Oliver Kay, Rafa Honigstein, Michael Cox, one of my personal favourites. Really great coverage of football. You can get your 50% off discount, making it to £2.50 a month for your yearly subscription. Works out about £2.50 a month anyway. It's www.theathletic.co.uk/redmentv. Link in the description and as the pinned comment. James Pearce has just done an article actually titled "He Has to Adapt to the Position Again," and it's the return of Klopp's complete midfielder overshadowed by gifted teens. It's a really great sort of in-depth look at Naby Keita and a little look back at the game midweek. We of course have done a final word show that is on the website. If you've been enjoying the final words, then do go over and check out this one, an hour long with Adam and with Si. It was absolutely superb. Really loved it, and we got to talk about the likes of Harvey Elliott and everybody else. But fantastic. We're going to get into this one. Si, for once we've got a well-rested side. Yeah. And there's probably not too many talking points around the starting 11.
No, I don't think there is. I think pretty much everyone who's going to start didn't even travel. I can't think of anyone who's going to start.
The only concern, I suppose, is Mane, isn't it? Because he didn't travel because it was a dead foot.
Yeah, well, they were talking...
I imagine that's a big injury for a football player.
Yeah. We only really found out on the day of the game that Salah and Firmino weren't going to travel when that leaked squad list came out, but we'd already been told that Mane wasn't going to be travelling. Same with Shaqiri as well. I think Shaqiri's definitely ruled out for this one. I hope we can get Mane back for it, because we probably haven't got Origi to come in on the left-hand side either. We'd be sure without Mane, and we've seen how good he's been this season. If we're struggling a bit, Mane can win us a game like that. And so, fingers crossed, he can get into the side.
And Adam, Sheffield United aren't to be underestimated, really. I mean, any side that is level on points with Chelsea, with Manchester United and Spurs must be middle of the road.
I wondered what was coming at the end of that then. You know, I was like, you can say it's upside. Well, you just got to look. They came back from 2-2 at Stamford Bridge to draw 2-2, and they've just bounced Everton all around Goodison Park. So, by beating them 2-0, despite only having one shot, which is just funny, isn't it? Like, it's just. I know this is a Liverpool account, and someone's going to watch this and be like, "Oh, you just love talking about Everton." But fuck me, is there a more Everton thing in the world than to lose a game 2-0 to a side that had one shot?
Only what happened last season in the derby in December.
Oh, mate, yeah. Oh, I still have, like, wet dreams about that, you know. Yeah. Anyway, look, the newly promoted side, and I think they look like the... Along with Norwich, there's normally one, isn't there? But there's two newly promoted sides this year where you're like, they're going to probably be all right. They're going to be mid-table, might push for the top half. It's not a light game, but I'm so confident in this Liverpool team at the minute. I do think, you know, we should put 2, 3, 4 past them. And I don't see them scoring more than one, like, fluke against us.
While it is funny, the Everton thing, and it is funny, it shows how good they are defensively, that they can nick a couple of goals there and then just defend for their lives. It shows they're well organised, they will be sitting back against us. They'll be desperate just not to concede. And even if they do concede, they'll probably still just sit back and still try and frustrate us, and then maybe try and get an equaliser on the break.
And Bramall Lane's going to be tasty. Bramall Lane's a good little ground as well, creates a good atmosphere. They're playing in the Premier League for the first time in a few years. This is one of the handful of early home games for them.
Did they play Chelsea at home or away?
Stamford Bridge.
So this is the first big game since he's been back in the league. They'll be up for it. It won't matter to them that it's an early kickoff. That old ground will be up for it, the players will be up for it.
And they're well drilled, they're well organised side. They're a difference to Norwich, you know, because I don't know whether this is a good or a bad thing, or whether I'm saying it, people might take it in a positive or a negative slant, but I mean it as a positive. They're a good British side, if you know what I mean. Like, you know, they play football the way that we've grown up watching English sides play football. I just like it.
Absolute shite.
And, you know, interestingly as well, they changed all 11 players. They got beaten midweek in the League Cup. I think they had two League Cup games. So they've actually had two games a week as well, which plays into it. I think sometimes, because big sides, when you get into the early rounds of cup competitions, sides aren't used to playing two games a week. But because this was literally their third round, they've kind of got a little bit of rhythm with the two games a week. They did actually have a completely different 11 who got beat 1-0 by Sunderland at Bramall Lane, actually. So they'll be looking for a little bounce back as well, a little something to the fans to say, essentially, I'm really sorry, I know we put a weekend side out, but we need to get something. And they've prioritised the league importantly.
Yeah, well, it looks like they've just threw the cup there, doesn't it? They've thought, the chances of us winning this are pretty slim. Let's just not worry about it. We've got a big game against Liverpool. They put everything they had on the line against Everton at the weekend, so they will have been knackered after that. And then they've got this other big game where they'll be desperate to get a result. And so fair play to them for doing that. Yeah, this isn't going to be an easy game.
The order of the day for us, Adam, really, is go there, play well, no injuries, win the game.
Yeah.
Like it has been all season long.
Yeah, and I expect us to do it, to be honest with you. I don't think it's going to be an easy game. I think that, like, you know, they're going to try and frustrate us for the first 20 minutes and just try and make it a bit boring. That's what they want. They want a boring game where we get frustrated. But it's very rare we do get frustrated to the point where we can't break a team down. Now, I think as fans, we're very confident in the team. But our players just look like, you know what, even if it takes us to the 85th minute, we're going to get a goal. So we're going to be sound. I think it'll be a difficult start. I don't think we'll score in the first 20, but I do think we'll score at least 3 goals. Mm-hmm.
They're going to play in a similar way to what Newcastle played, like at Anfield. And even though Newcastle went one up in that game, we didn't get frustrated. We didn't try and rush anything. We just looked like we were assured, and we knew that we were going to end up coming away with the 3 points. And that's the way Klopp's got us drilled now.
For so long, Liverpool play a 90-minute game. They don't try and blow a team out in 20 minutes like the Rodgers side. We know it's 90 minutes. And I thought, you know, midweek, we'd tire them out second half, MK Dons, and we did. And that's what Liverpool do. They just pull players over and over and over, patience, 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 get them running ragged, and then the last 20 minutes of the game, they're on their arses, and we can do whatever we want. We can go for the throat if we need to, we can get goals back if we need to, or we can sit off and conserve energy if we need to, because we've played the game how we and Klopp wants us to play the game. Little clip from the final word as well that we recorded after the MK Dons game. It was absolutely superb. Here's a little clip from that.
The thing is, though, if you think about what we're actually saying, we're not really talking about the results here. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. We're not saying, like, oh my God, we've beat MK Dons, so these players are whatever. I think it's just a great time to be a Liverpool fan and sort of sit and admire what's being built at the club. Because we're not really looking at the game last night and saying, we blew them away and look how good we are and we could put this team out in the league and they'd win games, because they absolutely would not. We would not be sitting top of the league
They should have scored at least a goal against us, shouldn't they? You know what I mean?
So, if this was our start 11 in the league, we'd be a bottom half team. That's a fact. But we don't have to play them in the league because we've got 11 players ahead of these lot who are going to get in. We're looking at 2 or 3 years down the line and going, well, a couple of these players might not be at the club anymore because they'll have gone. You look at, like, 3 years. I mean, you'd imagine Milner's no longer playing. I doubt Lovren's still going to be there in 3 years for a multitude of reasons. Lallana, he's on his way out. Keita and Chamberlain, yes, you'd imagine they'll be there. And the rest of them are youth players who you would say, yeah, they're going to be in there eventually. And it's just to see these players play with such confidence and not necessarily be as clinical as they need to be and be at the level we need them to be, but just watching them walk into a Liverpool first team and go, I deserve to be here. I think we're allowed to get excited about that without without people being like, oh, they're bigging up the big players, because we're not. I don't want to see Harvey Elliott playing this weekend against Sheffield United. I'd be fucking fuming if he started that game, because that's just not, that's insane. But I very much enjoyed watching them.
There you go then. You can catch The Final Word on the redmantv.com. £5 a month. First month is free as always. If you've enjoyed the free Final Words that we're doing, the second one is always going to be on the website. If you want more of that, an hour long with me, with Si, with Adam this week, absolutely belter show. Just £5 a month, as I mentioned, redmantv.com. So we're going to get into the preferred 11s now. Adam, I'll start with you, mate. Is it just as simple as the first team? Or has anybody caught your eye from midweek where you think, you know what, I'd like to see a little bit more of them in this game with the first team?
No, absolutely not. It'll be Fabinho, Henderson and Wijnaldum, and then everyone else who never misses a game.
What if Mane, is injured?
If Mane's injured, I think it's Oxlade-Chamberlain that comes in.
Okay.
I think
after 80 minutes midweek?
Yeah. I don't think there's another player who can, really, other than you try and put maybe Milner in and then Wijnaldum's got to play left wing or false nine or something. I think it's Oxlade-Chamberlain. I think he comes in if we can't get Mane on the pitch.
Well, he refused to rule Origi out in his press conference for the game last weekend. Maybe Origi's starting to get there. Maybe Origi's been training with the team, and him not playing against MK Dons was because they're trying to get him fit for this game because they're not sure about Mane, rather than he's injured and he's out for this game on the weekend.
Also, that's a bit pessimistic.
Also,
for a second, go on.
What Si was saying on the Final Word show is true. Oxlade-Chamberlain didn't look fucked after 80 minutes, and maybe that taking him off was, we might need him, Saturday.
Okay. Let's be pessimistic then. Origi and Mane aren't fit. Adam's gone with
Chamberlain.
Ox. Who are you going for? You could go for Ox if you want. Milner.
Harvey Elliott.
If neither of them are
fit, I'd be excited to see Harvey Elliott playing in that game. I don't think he will, and if I'm predicting, I don't think that will happen. But if there was one player that would get me excited when the team came up, that's where it'd be. I think he probably would go for Chamberlain.
Yeah, the perfect sort of fit for that for me is I'm not a major fan of Ox on the wings.
I'm not either, to be honest.
I like Keita there, but it's far too soon for him after 60.
I hate Keita on the wing.
Do you? Yeah,
I hate it.
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I like the way he moves inside. It changes the way we play, and he's not a Mane, but I think he's better than Ox there personally. Like,
I think you get the best out of Naby Keita when you don't know whether he's going to your left or right and he's breaking the lines. If he's on the wing, he can only really go one way a lot of the time. And I don't like that.
It's a headache that I wouldn't like to see. And I'd hope that Origi is fit and available for this game.
I hope that Mane's fit and available.
If Mane's not, of course. So I think, you know, it's pretty obvious for us. It's Alisson, it's Trent, it's the two centre-halves that have been playing. It's Robbo, Fabinho, Henderson, Wijnaldum, and the front three, then Origi, then somebody else if one of them isn't fit and available. Is there an opportunity for us to change formation here in any way, shape or form if we don't have a left winger?
I was just thinking about that, maybe like a 4-2-3-1 kind of thing, maybe a diamond. Maybe you play Salah and Firmino up front with a diamond, maybe.
That's possible, but I don't see that either, to be honest. I think it'll be very simple. If he's not fit, I think you'll see Ox.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We could play a diamond with that team.
With who's the extra midfielder? Is it Ox?
Maybe Ox in the 10. Maybe he plays Genie in the 10. We've seen Genie plays in the 10 for Holland, doesn't he? Maybe you play Genie as maybe like sort of a false nine kind of thing.
We've seen a lot of Wijnaldum on the left. It might be as simple as throw Wijnaldum out there
and put Milner in midfield
and do a job.
That's the only... I think realistically, we can obviously speculate until the car's gone. Realistically, there's one of two things will happen. Oxlade-Chamberlain will play on the wing or Wijnaldum will and Milner will go into midfield, I think.
Yeah, I think that's probably about right, to be honest with you. I think the most likely is
Wijnaldum played on the wing towards the end of the Chelsea game.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
If Origi and Mane aren't, it's going to be interesting, of course. So we've got some of the rival fixtures. Everton v City at 5:30. That's the rival fixtures done. but we do have to talk about Chelsea Brighton at 3:00 on the Saturday. Spurs Southampton. See anything for Brighton, Adam, against Chelsea away at Stamford Bridge?
No, I think Chelsea and Joe win at home, and it'll be that'll be where they get it.
They haven't won a home in the league, have they? No.
They haven't won a home under Lampard at all.
Wow.
I think that's where they get their first win. That, because Brighton haven't started particularly well in the season, and Chelsea, like, they were all right against us. You know what I mean? They realistically had a shelf to get something out of that game.
Chelsea with Kante are a top four side, I think. Chelsea without Kante are seventh.
Abraham's still going to score them goals, isn't he? They're not great at the back. Mount obviously looks really good. I think they're a top six side without Kante. But looking at the way all these
teams... They're not as bad as Man United.
No.
They're not.
That's fair.
So, and, you know, Spurs are being very Spursy at the start of the season, and Arsenal are so up and down that I think even without Kante, Chelsea would finish in the top six. I do think that on this rival fixtures, realistically, rival fixtures, we should just be looking at Man City now, because it is Liverpool, Man City, and then there's 18 other teams in the league. Genuinely, the gap is that big. We're so much better than these other teams.
Even Klopp and Pep have been pretty much admitting that in press conferences over the last couple of weeks
as well. It's just not close. It's a very, very, very much a two-horse race. But I personally think, I watched Leicester against Spurs last week. I watched the full game. Leicester were a better team. Mm. Not on the day. They looked like they're a better football team than Tottenham. And
there's a chance, isn't there, for someone to sneak into the top four?
I really, really, really think that Leicester... I think Leicester, I would put a large amount of money that they'll break into the top six. That they will be in the top six, I think. And I think because all the other teams are so erratic, they could sneak into that top four. I'm one of the few Liverpool fans... Well, I say that, I don't really know, because we don't really talk about them much, but I rate Brendan Rodgers as a manager. I think he's a really, really good manager. I think people forget how young he is as a football manager. And I think people also dismiss that 18 months he had at Liverpool, which, let's be honest, was torrid. It was horrible. We just lost Suarez. We went from pushing all the way for the league to finishing, what was it, seventh. And then we had a really bad start, and obviously he loses his job. In that year, he also got divorced and his kids moved away from him. And when you're going through a fucking nightmare of a divorce and your kids are being taken away from you, your mind's not going to be 100% on coaching footballers.
And then bad results are building up and up on top of you, and you know the pressure's... He'll have learned so much from that to look back on that 18 months to then go, right, this is what I did wrong, that he just won't have been able to see at the time because he was so young, because he was still learning on the job, because he probably didn't have the best team around him. It was hard for him, but he'll be able to look back on that now and learn from it.
James Maddison gets in every team other than City and Liverpool in the league.
Yeah.
James Maddison.
I must admit, on
Wilfred
the, on
and
the
Deed, he walks into the Arsenal team.
I love him. I wanted us to sign him, to be honest with you, as just a squad player. I think he's fantastic. But I would say Brendan Rodgers is definitely a better manager than Lampard, definitely a better manager than Solskjaer. And Steele, when I was talking to him the other week, he was saying he wouldn't swap squads between Leicester and Manchester United. He rates their squad, which is kind of what you're saying there as well.
He's a better manager than Emery.
I don't know.
For me, as a league manager,
Emery's won trophies, a lot of them in Europe and stuff.
Emery's won the Europa League and has been absolutely terrible in every league he's ever been in, including the
Premier League. I don't know about absolutely terrible, because
Arsenal never finished top four with Sevilla, and he's the only PSG manager post Qatari takeover that didn't win the league with PSG.
But the top four things is always skewed, as we know, because when we got to the Europa League final against Sevilla, our league form went boom.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So that always skews it.
I don't see Emery lasting the season, and I like, if you give me a choice between one of them, I don't think any Leicester fan would be looking and going, we'd swap Rodgers for Emery, and I think Rodgers might actually end up being the Arsenal manager at some point.
Style of football would suit their fan base.
He's been linked with Tottenham this week, hasn't he? I think the bookies have made him the favourite to be Tottenham's next manager, and there's a little bit of pressure on Pochettino. I don't think Pochettino will be gone before the end of the season.
The big game of this weekend actually is the 8 o'clock Man United Arsenal on Monday.
Yeah.
Monday night footy should be pretty damn good to watch. Yeah. It's good anyway, isn't it? But I can't see anything but an Arsenal win, and I'm kind of just hoping that Ollie's just in the job long enough for us to sack a second United manager in 2 years.
Yeah. That would be great. I don't think Arsenal will win. I think that'll be a score draw, because I think Arsenal's defence is so bad, and United will get chances in that game.
They're not good in big games, Arsenal, are they?
No,
they never have been.
They're not good away in big games either, and this is at Old Trafford on Monday night, a night game under the lights.
Yeah.
I don't see Arsenal getting 3 points from that game, personally. I don't think it's feasible. I think they'll score, because United are not a great side, but there's absolutely no way that United don't get four clear-cut chances in that game, and they're going to take one or two of them.
We're not even entertaining the idea of Everton getting anything against City, no.
They don't want to. They can't,
they
and they don't want
though.
To.
They need points.
But they
even if the
if this game was five,
they can need fucking points
season.
All they want. They're not good enough to beat Manchester City.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. If this game was five games from the end of the season, Everton fans probably wouldn't want to beat City in this game, because if it was tight between Liverpool.
I always hear people like this on the radio, but I don't know people that say that.
No, people say what?
They wouldn't admit it.
Well, maybe
if this game meant not to Everton and it could stop Liverpool winning the league, then they wouldn't want Everton to win it. But at this stage in the season, when there's still so much footy still to play, Everton want to win this game. They want to get these points in a big game at Goodison. They want to use it as a springboard for their season to start. And so that happens Saturday night at Goodison. That'll be loud, and they'll get beat 3-0.
What a perfect way to end the show. But before we do, actually, obviously Adam is in. Adam has got a tour going around the UK right now, but he has got a Liverpool date. There's about 60 tickets of the 1,000 plus tickets available at the M&S Bank Arena, Friday the 4th of October. adamrowe.co.uk/shows. Shows?
Yeah, you fucking nailed that, Chris. You're on fire today with these plugs, lad.
Oh, mate, I started pretty badly. I could only go up if you remember with another final word show. I bought my tickets. I can't wait to go. Me and the missus are going to be going. We're going to make a night of it with a couple of friends of ours. We're really looking forward. I've never seen Adam perform before. Been watching his YouTube videos, Facebook videos for ages now. I'm a fan of Hot Water's Comedy Club on Facebook as well. I can't wait to see it. It's a hometown gig for you, but it's not all. You've been touring, you've done so much around the Edinburgh Fringe again. It's been a good year for you, mate.
It's been a big year, and this is even before I was sort of touring the country, I always did an hour solo show in Liverpool every year, so it was always sort of felt like the comedy Christmas for me, doing my hometown show. And it's so nice just watching it sort of, the numbers go up, because I get them on my Facebook memories, because they're always sort of this time of year. So the first was in the Crown Hotel pub, which was like 70 people. And then a year later, we were in the Holiday Inn in a conference room, which was like 120 people. And then we went to the Comedy Club and we did two shows at 150. And last year we did two shows at 300 in the Epstein, and then this year's like we're over 1,000 now, and it's just, it's really nice just watching it go up and up and up, and the venues get more and more exciting to play.
And then obviously, do you feel the pressure of having a hometown gig that's so big, or?
No, I don't really get that. And I know this, like, to people who don't know me, or maybe people who even do know me, I'm not really asked. It sounds a bit arrogant, but I thrive on it. Like, the way I look at it, and there's so many comedians who are the total opposite of me, by the way, and I'd be like, oh my God, there's a fucking 1,000 people out there. There's 1,000 fucking people out there. In my head, I'm like, there's more people for me to make laugh. Like, let's say that in that 1,000...
They're all there because they're excited to, yeah, to be...
That's the thing that I think is interesting about
all of
that.
Statistically, it's easier to make 1,000 people laugh than 500 because there's twice as many people.
Well, I think... yeah, absolutely. I'd be like, these have paid to see me.
Yeah.
They want to have a good time. They're paying to have a good time. Yeah. They're going to be enjoying it. It's not like you're walking in a comedy club and nobody knows who you are. And it's like, you've got to entertain me. I've chosen to spend 20 quid on a ticket to go and see you because I think you're funny. I should be an easier person to please, maybe.
Oh, that's absolutely true. And you see it. Like, I've always said, even if I got to, like, the fame level where you're doing massive arenas and you're on telly all the time and you've got a Netflix special and all that shit, I'll always go back to comedy clubs and do those gigs where they're not expecting you and they haven't paid to see you, because I see so many comedians who just get their little touring fan base and then they only perform to them, and then when they have to do a gig where it's like on a show where they're not the selling ticket, where there's like 8 of us on and it's like a charity gig or something and it's a fundraiser, they're not that good. Because they're used to going on in front of 2,000 people who were like, oh my God, it's you from that thing and we all love you. We're all ready. Go, oh, funny straight away. And they're belly laughing from like fart jokes immediately. Whereas if you go into a comedy club and it's like working class people who are on their one night out for the month and they're like, fucking go on then, it was fucking 20 quid to get in. I don't even know who the fuck you are. If you can make him laugh, then you can make your own fans laugh. So yeah, I'm going to be in comedy clubs pretty much every day until next Friday, just getting this material tighter and sharper so that people come and see the show get 20 quid's worth.
Excellent. Well, there you go. As I said, adamrowe.co.uk/shows. Not many tickets available. You will have to move quickly to get that. And of course, big thank you to you guys for liking, for subscribing, for watching, for commenting, and The Athletic, of course, for sponsoring us. theathletic.co.uk/redmentv will get you 50% off your yearly subscription. £2.50 a month, that works out. There's no ads, no annoying pop-ups, just the best written content around Liverpool Football Club anywhere in the world. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.